assume if we don't finish today, which I think we won't, I'll just end up incorporating the rest of it into Shir tomorrow. Not inside, but for a Sunday opportunity when we said we speak about Purim, it was an opportunity we couldn't pass up. So it's an article I have here in front of me from the journal Sohar. And it discusses a Purim topic, and I gave you my makomos, not because we're necessarily going to talk about those makoros today, there's a shtickel misdirection involved, but more so you should have a background in the topic of Matanos Levyonim. Because, anyone want to guess what this article is about? Yes, but more, so better. I know, the synergy is just popping.
From this week's parsha, or is this?
No, even better. Yeah.
You want to give a Tassel Leon as Kedushin?
No.
Oh, that's good too, but no.
Give it to your wife or kids as support.
That's actually an important Shiloh. But no. Yeah, that would tie into last season, but that's good.
Give a Tassel Leon to someone. Uh-huh. To a girl or to a guy.
To an Ari.
Yeah, that's also a discussion in Shalachmanis. Sorry? Then what?
Ari.
Close. Yes! Give him the matana. Okay. Matanos levyonim midin eved knani. So I'll read it together with you because it also interacts with a lot of other interesting issues. So we can, Claire. I would actually have sent it around. I couldn't just. It's on HebrewBooks.org, this journal, but I couldn't convert it quickly into a PDF, otherwise, I'd send it around. But I can send you a link. But for now, let's look at it together a little bit. Again, I don't think we'll finish it in the time we have, but we'll just incorporate the rest. But this Sunday opportunity, I'll look at it together. So it's an article by Rav Shalom Mordechai Segal. I don't know who he is. But the topic is, Kiyum mitzvos matanos levyonim al-yidei acherim sheyitnu avuro. What if you want to fulfill matanos levyonim, having somebody else give it to you? And especially at the beginning, which again we'll do now, is particularly relevant to the sugya. And the like, so this really was I think you'll have to agree, this was a synergistic opportunity that could not be passed up at this point in time. So, it's a little hakdama here, he says, Ra'iti levara bez Hashem, b'yin ki mitzvahs matanos yevionim, the situation is, Shimon shebikesh meruvein, shitan avura mos ani b'parim. Let's say, Shimon asks Reuven, Reuven, please give on my behalf, give money to some aniyim. V'hu yifrulo acharka, he'll pay him back afterwards. V'chein emos, Shimon leruvein mos. And also, what happens if Shimon gave Reuven money? Amanashi telani b'parim. Uvershuso hotzi Reuven mos elu. And with his permission, Reuven gave out this money. U'b'purim nosan Reuven mishalo lo'ani avor Shimon. And on Purim itself, Reuven gave out his own money to an ani on behalf of Shimon. In other words, that Shimon had given Reuven money before Purim, and Reuven gave that money out to Tzedakah, or spent it at least. And now on Purim, he's going to reach into his own pocket and use that money to give to an ani on Shimon's behalf. And the question comes up in these two cases. So let's say if Reuven is now going to give this money to the ani, does he have to transfer them to Shimon? So that the ani will acquire from Shimon. Oh, Shein Sarach Lazakosom Avura, maybe he doesn't have to do that. Etzim Adavish Nosim Ani Mos Avur Chavero Alpitzibu Shalom Vishuchuso. Just the very fact that he's giving money to his friend, to somebody else, based on his friend's instruction and Shlichus, Yotzi Bazar Shimon Mitzvahs Matados Levyon. Bechidei Levara Davar Zavis Hashem Alena Lahakim Levara Heimol Shlichus Mitzvahs Matados Levyon. We have to figure out if Shlichus works for Matados Levyon. Va'ofin Shashiach Nosim Mom Mishol Bar Mishlech Oshama Will Midin Eved Knaini. Or does this work either from Shlichus or from Eved Knaini? Kamosh Shama Will Inim Kiddushin Ba'omer Helech Mani Viskach Shilkloni Ve'afshim Mekash Shinosim Klum Chalak Kiddushin Yisei Nisinas Acherim Shinosim Bishvilo Ve'chinam Yol Nisinas Acherim Bishvilo. Should it work based on our Gemara? So if we can decide that it doesn't work from either of these things, then we have to figure out what would the story be if the sender now is obligated to return to the shliach what the shliach is going to give on his behalf. Also, what's the story if the messenger himself, if the agent is chayev to the sender. And the sender said to this agent to give that money that the agent owes him to an ani. Is that considered to be as if it came from the sender, and the sender is Yotzeh, hello? Through that, we'll try to figure out what's going on. Okay? We got the basic scenario. So far, so good. So, particular, he's going to talk here about, in the beginning, he's going to talk about Pidgin Aben. Pidgin Aben is an interesting topic, where the Pidgin Aben works midin Eved Kenani. And just to refresh your memory, you may recall that in the sugya of Matana Manas Lahachzir, we talked about what that indicates about Pidgin Aben. Because the Gemara says Matana Manas Lahachzir should work for Pidgin Aben. And since there, we kind of hung the issue about Matana Manas Lahachzir, about whether it's about actually paying off some debt, in which case Matana Manas Lahachzir would think should not work. Or is it about some Maisa Nesina that is somehow less than that? In which case, there's what to talk about for Matana Manas Lahachzir, and then we got into that conversation. So Pidgin Aben is dependent in terms of what its function is on whether these things are going to work for it. So there is a discussion in Poskim about Din Eved Kenani for Pidgin Aben, and Nosson Gishtetner has a tshuva about it, and others. So just a little background before we start that discussion. So first off, right off the beginning, so he quotes in the Sivis. He says, "Hinei matzanu l'gadoli ha'poskim shadarnu l'inyin pidgin abet. Hayim mo'al k'shiyifta adam acher avur ha'av mo'al shalo." Is it work if somebody else pays off this on behalf of the father? Yuyayin b'tshuvas ba'al nesivis mishbat ha'nidfas b'tshuvas chem d'shlomo. The pshitule, the ain acher yachal of dosulam shalo. So according to the Sivis, it's obvious to him that no one else can pay off your pidgin abet for you. Af kishahu shlucho. Even if you want to say that this guy is actually the shliach of the Av. Upirish Nebuchadnezzar Ramah b'Shulchan Aruch, and this he says to explain the Ramah in Yeridaya, Shekasev de'ein hav yochel liftos leidei shliach. So when he says that the father cannot do pidgin aben through a shliach, he explains the hakavana b'mamono shel shliach, that to use the shliach to not only perform the ritual, but to pay, that's what Ramah is saying. The cause of lechalek, and he wrote to distinguish the davke b'kiddushin shehu kinyan mahani mashachar nosin hamos midin eved kenani. Only kiddushin works for eved kenani. That's a kinyan. Aval pidgin haben dekapit kra ademe hapidgin. When it comes to pidgin haben, the Torah is interested on the money of the pidgin. The ein podin b'karkos uvishtaros. You can't use land or a shtar for pidgin haben. So therefore, that's what the Torah emphasizes and requires. So therefore, lo mahani nesinas acher. So nobody else can step in and do this for you. But kavanasu liru l'fiyani. His diet, he adds here, it seems to me what he's saying, the keva the chazina the kapit kra al ofen the meha pidjon, the boy metaltal and shagufan mamon. Since we see the Torah cares about how the pidjon is paid for, that it has to be movable items that are actual currency. Chazinan de'ein ze chov ba'alma. So you see, this isn't stam a debt. Ela mitzvah nesina. It is a mitzvah to give. Uvazeh lo matzanu sheyo'el nesina sacherim. So it's not going to help that somebody else should pay off. Now, just on the surface, without seeing more yet, it seems like this is kind of the opposite of matana manas lahachzu. Right? That because it's really about giving rather than paying off a debt. So we mentioned this at the time, I think we spoke about Shlichus a little bit at the time, that if it's more about giving than about actually paying a debt to the Kohen, so then Matana Manas Lahachzir maybe should work, like the Gemara suggests. But on the other hand, having somebody else pay it off for you, that could work for your debt. You owe somebody money, and somebody else decides to take care of it for you, fine. But maybe Pidgin Aben, there's no shayches. It's not about owing any money to the Kohen. It's about a mitzvah for you to do this act of giving. And if you recall, we talked about in the context there, whether it's possible to split the two, whether it's possible to say that it's both a mitzvah that has dinei mamonos rules, and we discussed how it was a little bit of a poor fit for some of the details that we saw. So here, the assumption so far is that it's about giving rather than about a debt. Somebody else does this on you, your behalf, it's not going to work. It doesn't work. We're saying, Shaman concludes there, and just like it's obvious that somebody who asks somebody to give tzedakah to an ani from the shliach's pocket, the mishalech is not going to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. V'chein b'matanos aniyim, who again got a pigeon of bed. So too, it shouldn't work with somebody else's money or somebody else's shlichus. V'hevi shekem avur b'divrei Rashi l'inin shokol shiklo shachavero. That Rashi in Ksubis and Daf Kufches regarding somebody who takes the shekel on behalf of his friend and knows him makayim the mitzvah. V'lo zesh shokol b'shvilo, the one who actually does the giving is makayim the mitzvah, not the one on whose behalf he was trying to act. V'af the heavy zechiyah gemura, and even though he could completely credit it to that guy, v'hevihu kishlucho, and he could act as a shliach, still shlichus doesn't work here. Mikol makom lo mo'ol shlichus. Okay, so far so good. Hosifo nasivus ha-mishpah, t'lo miboid lo kim ha-mitzvah, elaf ha-berin ha-padui. So he goes on to say that it's not enough to say that he's not in fulfillment of the mitzvah, but the kid is unredeemed. V'ha'av mitzuvah l'vdoso, the father still has to take care of it. V'lo dami l'shaykhul shiklo. It's not like in the context of taking a shackle for somebody to hustle. Ikrachi hu shi'ilu chelepar kabbanas tzibur. There, the main point was that everyone should have a part in the communal kabbanos. U'kish achar shakul b'shvilo ha'reiz ikkana avuro chelepar kabbanos. And if somebody else takes care of it for you, it's as if he basically bought you a chelek in the kabbanos. So mayol midin eved kani, and that should work. As a v'kranim, have all got a pigeon haben. The leka shum davar hanikne. In the context of pigeon haben, where there is no object that is being purchased, the enbo srach kinyan. There's nothing to do with kinyan here. Ela chovas haguf ba'alma. It's a personal obligation of the father. Losays to me pigeon lakoin. Lo nifka hamitzvah bekach. Shenas an acher adam lakoin. Kevin shliyotza mitzvah. So nobody else's involvement is going to do it for you. I read the pshut lo nasivus hamishpah. You see, nasivus takes it for granted. The gabit staka lo shayech lekayim hamitzvah dey nesinus acher af kishahu shlucho. And when it comes to staka, even if you're going to appoint a shliach to give somebody else staka, it's not going to work. Even though shlichus was attempted to be invoked, uminad nilmad gav la mitzvah nesinus matanas levyonim. And you can see here also, Matan said, Yonah Shagamkin, get the mitzvah staka, right? That maybe is a little bit from the Makaras today. What is the nature of Matan said, Yonim? It is staka. Dol Makayim ha mitzvah yedei sin sacher, v'akasi rami hachi aval atzmo lase sl'ani matana kid mitzvah so. So still, the other guy is going to have to do it. It shouldn't work through the shlichas. The yesod hadam. Now, the principle of the matter here. The ein mo'ol b'zed in shlichasu. The idea that it doesn't work through shlichus. So now, just to prepare yourself, you recall the Rashi and the Ritva and our sugya, right? That's going to be crucial. Are we talking about shlichus and our sugya or not? So here, this issue is probably, again, I just can't help continuously pointing out synergy and tangential points, that synergy is very strong. This is directly relevant to the topic of our sugya. Kimavur b'divrei Rashi kedushin gavzayin. Right, so what comes out from Rashi and Gemara, the lule didn't have a kenani, will have a moel the kiddushin kaspo shlishliach. Were it not for the din of a kenani, according to Rashi, the kiddushin would not work with the kastif of a shliach. V'hayu mishum after yado shlishliach yado shlishliach. Yeah, his hand is like the chassan's hand; he takes on the physical identity. Avolay mamono shlishliach mamono shlishliach, but his money is not. So recall, that's the position of Rashi, that the chiddush of Eved Kenani and Tapa Shlichus is that it can be the Shliach's money. V'af ha-ritva ha-cholek sham. And even the Ritva who disagrees. V'svirale the moel mamono shel Shliach. Right? And if you recall, the Ritva's position is that, no, if you had Shlichus, you wouldn't need an Eved Kenani. And that his money would work. V'ayin Beis Meir, Eben Ezer, Kufchav, Shetala Bezer, Gam machlokas achronim gabi get el niyar shel shliach in moel. Okay, it's machlokas if you send a get with a shliach on his paper. Kvar biyoru bozeh, The Hainu Mili already explained here, the Hainu Mishum the Svirulay the Indian Hashlichus Bikidushin who the Hakol Nasa Ide Hashliach Vahatotsa Misyachesas Vahamishaleach. That the whole nature of Shlichus and Kiddushin is that everything is done through the Shliach and the result traces back to the sender. The Hainu, that means the Bedin Shlichus Nisrabesh Hashliach Yachal Lifo Chalos Kiddushin Avor Mishalcho. The Chiddush of Shlichus is that the Shliach can create Kiddushin on behalf of his sender. Umaisa HaKinyan Nasa Aydeh Shliach. And the action of the Kinyan is done by the agent. V'achein Yachal L'Kadesh B'mamono. And therefore, he can be Mekadesh with his own money. Aval b'midi de mitzvah she'en bo inyan chalos. But a mitzvah which doesn't create any reality, doesn't trigger any status. V'chol ha-mitzvah hi asiyah v'ha-bu'uba. Right? So let's say pigeon a ben doesn't change anything. It's an interesting parenthetical question about whether there is any halachic difference of a child before and after pigeon a ben. So presumably pigeon a ben is not really a status thing, even though it sounds like it a little bit from some of the language. You know, that it, until you pay off the coin, the baby belongs to the kahuna. Pashtus is, there's no, it's Mikshallah has an interesting discussion about is there any status of hektish to the child. But practically speaking, there's no chalos that takes place through pigeon a ben. So it's just that the father has this mitzvah to do this. So the whole concept of shlichus, where somebody else can trigger the chalos on your behalf, doesn't fit here. So it's not going to help that you should try to put it back to the mishalech. So therefore, for sure, the moment of the shliach is not going to help. When we shum the af niachis ma'is shliach mishalech, let's say fine, we can put the whole thing back to the mishalech. A mamono shliach, mamono shmishalech, but the money's not his. But him said the mishalech nasa mamono shliach in a moloklum. It'll just be as if the first guy used the money of the agent, and what good is that? Okay. V'af to the kedushin hamoil midin aver kenani. So yes, in kedushin we find that it works with aver kenani. Svira leila hanesivus hamishpat dezelo shayech rak binyani kenyani. So the nesivus' whole point is that only works for kenyani. Dematzi liktos aver chaveiro b'mamono, that you can buy something for your friend with your own money. Aval etzim nesinas hakesef eina misyacheses l'hasheni. But the actual act of giving of the money, that doesn't connect to the other guy. So even when it comes to the case of taking the shekel on behalf of your friend, the other guy gets off the hook, now he has a portion in the communal carbon for what his friend did. But that's not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Meshum de ha-mitzvah, he nesinas ha-shkol, ferehu lo nasa, because the mitzvah is giving the shkolim, and that he did not do. By the way, it's even more in Yonah Diyoma, because Echad ba'adar, meshmim al-shkolim, that comes even before part. So, keep the synergy going. Kamavur, so let's just finish the sentence. Kamavur, da'afta hakna mo'eles, avur chavero. And what we see that even though the hakna, that you can make a purchase, or make a transaction on behalf of your friend, when someone makes a kinyan on behalf of somebody else, it doesn't mean that it's as if the sender made that kinyan. So the opposite. What comes out of the din of kinyani is that the one who's actually giving can use his own money on behalf of the first guy. Yes, sir.
Which journals the same thing on the website?
Is in the journal Sohar?
Yeah, which
so that's a good question, which volume?
Yeah,
sorry? Well, actually, it's your phone. I can, maybe, hold on. This definitely is on Hebrew Books. Let's see if I can access it here. I might be able to. After today, I can just give you the link. But it up. Tesvav.
Oh,
And this article starts on page Kufpe Gimel, but we are now on page Kufpe He.
Obviously, that's the only one they skip.
Ah, chutzpah. I'm trying to keep you guessing. All right. So the Nesivos HaMishpat repeats this principle in his Sefer Torah's Gittin. He quotes here, regarding the concept of get that's written on the paper of a shliach, that he considers it obvious that doesn't work. And he explains, based on what we've seen, that shlichus only works, that it should be that the action of the shliach is like the sender. But when it comes to a get, the Torah was makbid that the paper has to be that of the husband. So where do you find that something that belongs to the shliach is as if that property connects to the original sender, to the husband? When we didn't have a kanani lo shayach shiyol, so have a kanani is not going to help, because it's only in the context of kiddushin reveals the Torah, but didn't have a kanani, that she can be makna herself through mamon that she receives, even though there's no lack to the ba'al. When it comes to get, there's no such story that she should acquire herself in the get of a shliach, to love b'didah kind of like nuye, right? It's as if this other guy is divorcing her. And what sense does that make? She's divorcing her husband. The oath, the get will be davar shel mamon, and get, the matter is not about monetary value, because even if you wrote a get on isurei hana, it still works. Just that the Torah required that it should be the husband's isurei hana. And the shliach is not the husband's. So the main point here is, he says, as we've seen, that the din of Eved Kenani only works by being makna something. That you can be makna with the money of the intermediary. Aval b'mid the boy in the sina, if there's really a mitzvah of giving, lo shayach din Eved Kenani. That doesn't really make sense. And therefore, that's because we never innovated this din of Eved Kenani, that the action of giving is like the action of the other person. So now he references the Nesivos in Siman Samach, Sivkot Yutes, commenting on what it says over there in the Torah. The Ruvain Shehilve Mona Levi. Right, Ruvain lends $100 to Levi. And he says to him that he should write a shtar b'shem Shimon, ach lo yimsiranu l'Shimon, but not to give it to Reuven. Lo zacha Shimon b'chov zeh. Shimon does not acquire in this chov. And the Tumim asks over there, how is that different? My Shimon yishakana sada b'shem Shimon. If you buy a field in the name of Shimon, v'amar lichtov hashtar b'shmo, and he said to write the shtar in his name, then Shimon acquires the field. So says the Nesivos, in the context of acquiring the field, since he said to write the shtar in Shimon's name, and he gave him kesef kinyan, so it's as if he said, heilech mana, v'tikna l'cha sada l'shimon, d'zachat Shimon midin ever k'nayim. Masha'in came, it's not the story when it comes to halva. Right, halva, since all he said was kisvu hashtar v'shem Shimon, so haray kol shlo zicha b'mos l'shamos l'shimon, if the money hasn't been acquired to Shimon, lo shayach sheizke b'chov, the chov is not going to go to him either. So writes the author here, this requires some explanation. He thinks, tzarech b'ir. Lama lo neima nami gabi halva, why don't we say also when it comes to a loan? The heavy ka'omer lo heilech mana, that's as if he said, here's the money, v'shtabeid l'fro l'shimon, and you should become meshubit to pay back to Shimon. Why shouldn't that work too? So it seems from the Nesivos, de'ein malva yochel l'hasnos, the malva cannot make a condition, she'yeschayiv halove l'shalem l'ishacher mikoach halva midin ever k'nein. That doesn't make sense that a lender could make a condition that a borrower should have to pay someone else through the concept of Eved Kenani. Right? Because you would think maybe it should, that if you can act on somebody else's behalf, so why can't I make it as if I lent you money from him and you should owe him? Apparently, no. If you have to look up a Gemara, even though it comes evident from the Gemara Gittin, the Yochel Shtabir B'Shah Salva, L'Choman, Da'asi Machmazach. But at the time of Halva, you can take on a commitment to everyone who is connected with you. And the Ritva explains that comes through the receiving of the money. And that's also what the Nesivus himself writes. Okay, here, my printout got cut off at the top. How do you like that? Oh, the Simen. Okay, here it is. The Simen Sif Kaf Hei. Tzarech lomar dahainu midin hischaibus laidei kinyin kesef. Mashen came baha, simen samach, baha simen lomar klal, shenosen hamos b'chidei shiischaib l'shimen. Ela sh'amalo lichtov shtar ha'alva b'shem shimen. L'chol yosef ikomer sh'chov ha'alva yiyya l'shimen, ki lo havei shimen, v'achi l'shimen yem ikoch etzim ha'alva, v'zeh lo shayach rak alei shiizka mos sh'chov ha'alva. So, the point is that the obligation of the loan is not a kinyan that happens through kinyan kesef. The taking of the loan is what makes somebody obligated to pay back. And when you took money from Ruvain, you can't be obligated to pay back Shimon. And that's because we can't consider Reuven's giving of the money like Shimon's giving of the money. Only with Kinyanim can we say that Shimon can acquire something through the giving of Reuven. And it makes sense, according to this, that so too, Eved Kinyani is not going to work by Psikach Mekach. The Hainush is Chayiv HaLokeach, that the idea that a purchaser should be obligated to pay the cost of a merchandise to somebody else, because of this and not through a kinyan, because it's comparable to Hava. And of course, the Arach Shai, who writes that Reuven Shnasha Maskel Shimon Al Menashe Yulvet LeLevi Nischayev Shimon LaHalvos Lo Midin Eder Knaimi Al Pi Abavur B'Sof Simon LaMetes Hinei Lefia Misbar B'Ktzos Nitzitz Mish B'Tahas Midin Psika Hu Mishon B'Torah Kinyan LaMahani. Okay, fine, same story. However, we still have, we can explain this even this in another way. If he were to say explicitly, the Malva Hamaus is lending the money, Al Minas Sheyifra Halova L'Shimon, and the condition is, I'm lending the money, but you have to pay it back to Shimon. So then he would be obligated to Shimon through every claim. And so too with the purchase. He can make such a din as well. The halva doma b'zev l'kinyan shemo, because the halva here is comparable to a kinyan, that you can say, al minas she yischayev l'achayrim, on the condition that you are obligated to others. But Nesivas must hold that when you just say stam, write a star in Shimon's name, so then there isn't anything there that the halva should be that you can take from Reuven to pay back Shimon. That would only work if you would write in the shtar, in this nusach, Shalevi mischayev l'shalem l'shimon. And then we would say that it's like Reuven lent Levi on the condition to pay back Shimon, like we find with the Sada. But since the plain nusach of the shtar is that it's a shtar raya, that it's proof on the halva itself from one guy to the next, and therefore, when Levi borrowed from Reuven, and he writes that he borrowed from Shimon, so then that is interpreted like Reuven lent to Levi in a way that the halva was done through Shimon, as if he acquired the money. And since the truth is that's not what happened, this doesn't work. Okay. So now it's a little complicated, but you can read again more detail. But now he gets into the idea, the next oath is about Kenyan Sudr, B'Sudar Shalachar. So we'll just read this part, then we'll have to go to Mincha again. Tomorrow we'll go back to the Gemara, but I'll just try to summarize and incorporate the rest of this. But he talks about Kenyan Sudr through somebody else's Sudr. Now this is important, practically, because this seems to be what happens at our contemporary weddings, when the rabbi at Tetish acts to perform the kinyan with the chassan on the ksuba on behalf of the kala. And he stands in her place and he uses his own handkerchief or his own pen. So here we see Kemavur od medivrei nesivus. We see also from nesivus that which he writes there, that the kinyan sudar works with a sudar of somebody else. It's because the edim mezakim kodem hasudar lahakonin, because the edim credit the sudar at the beginning to the konin. Behind Kisha Makna Notel Hasudr, when the Makna takes the Sudr, Harehu Zocha Bo Lehakona. So then he uses that to be Zocha to the Kona, the Chosr Zocha Bo Latzmu Sarcha Kenyan, and then brings it back to himself for the purpose of the Kenyan. Umashmu Lehakshia, it sounds like were it not for that, Lohaya Mol, it wouldn't work. The A Mol Bazab Mitinevakrainin. You see, apparently it doesn't work Mitinevakrainin. So Kfar Bi'aru Bazat, they've already explained here that the Nesivus holds that the idea of Kinyan Sudr is not like Kinyan Kesef. The Kinyan Kesef, Kinyan Kesef happens through paying for the item. And therefore, it works also if somebody else does it for you. Because, Sof Sof, Kibel HaMocher, Tumuras HaMekach. At the end of the day, the seller gets the payment for his item. Masha ein kein kinyan sudar hu maisa kinyan. What's not the story when it comes to kinyan sudar, that is an act of kinyan and not a simple repayment of something. And that's why also it doesn't need a shada pruta. And on the other hand, we find other dinim that are required here, that it has to be a kli. And that also establishes that it's not about tashin. And just like the Nesivus says by Pidgin Aben, that we see that that does require the specific metaltalin, again, shows that's not a normal chov. So in this context, we don't have the din of Evi Knaini, and that's what we see, that we don't find Evi Knaini lehachshiv nesinas acher kenesinoso, that it doesn't work to make somebody else's giving as if you're giving. That only works for tashin. And considering the words of the Nesivus, it sounds like that's also what the Tshuvas Miuchasos, the Ramban says, according to Bais Yosef, that Sudar Shel Acherim Demoel, the idea that somebody else is Sudar should work, that's through Zikui HaSudar LaHakona. That's only through transferring the Sudar to the one purchasing. Okay. So now the next dose, I guess we won't have time to do it together, but if you want, Morty, I can send you the link if you want to send it out. And again, it'll be more background because we won't read it inside tomorrow. But again, I hope you indulge me that I couldn't resist the synergy, at least for a Sunday topic, even though he didn't actually get so far into the Matanas Levionim. I'll also try to mention there are a number of other practical applications in Moed and in other contexts of Evi Knaini. Just like Arev, it's not, even though it's less well known than Arev, but it's not something that has no impact on our practical lives. So, Bez Hashem, over the course of the next day or two, as we transition into the next section, we'll also try to share with you some of the other applications of Evi Knaini.